Boys, put down your utensils. I want to talk to you about something real quick. I wanted to take this time to say that we're going to be under a lot of media scrutiny. So if there's anything that you want to talk about, any kind of secrets or stories or fibs, now's the time to put it on the table, okay? And if you tell me and your mom, we're not going to be mad.
I said the Lord's name in vain at school.
Mm-hmm. I said I wasn't going to get angry, and I'm not angry.
Okay, good.
I went to the petting zoo, and I let the goat lick my penis.
No, that I
know, honey. You promised you wouldn't get mad, okay? They're being honest.
Okay, hopefully that's it.
I had a beer with the old biker man at the end of the street, and he let me touch his old lady's titty.
Oh, God.
Oh, rest.
I go to the mall and hide in a stairwell and take photos of women's skirts. I have a whole book of cooter shots under my bed. One time I put a firefly in my butthole.
Why?
To make my farts glow.
Oh, God.
I shaved the dog and glued the hair to my nutsack so I look like a grown man.
I touched myself to Drew Carey on The Price is Right.
God. Okay, that's enough. Stop, please.
Up with a new tagline, guys, other than the fastest pot down of the music in the West, because that was horrible.
What it is.
Hold on, I need to bring up my headphone. I can barely hear myself talk. There we go.
What
Fuck.
A shame.
Much hell on earth, are you kidding me? It's the one joy I have. I've got my hand and my ears. The ears, they hear my voice, and the hand touches my peen. Does stuff to my wiener.
I'm afraid I might pull what Howard did last week. My microphone's like a little loose. I'm scared to touch a screw.
Righty tighty.
Pull it off.
Righty tighty, team retard.
Lefty Lucy?
Lefty Lucy.
I know how it works. I saw it on TV once.
I just hope you're doing it right and it's not going to fall on your lap right now.
It's okay.
No, it's good now.
It'll be fine.
I know how to screw it. Screw it good.
Yeah, you do.
I would just like to see Irina's reflexes, like seeing a big penis-shaped object falling towards her lap. Like, see how quickly her ankles are behind her head.
Oh, my God.
I caught it.
0.2 seconds.
I caught 8 inches of it. You are listening to Papa's Basement. I came up with a tagline. Here it is. The greatest show that no one listens to.
How is just that? Sad.
Yeah, get back to the
drawing. I feel like I came up with some better ones than that.
It's already out there. It's like you came inside a woman. That's it. It's
I really
all
like,
she wrote.
I really like, you really missed out on sex ed and like how that actually worked.
No, you come inside and then the baby falls out and then you're poor for 18 years. I think I know exactly how
and
it works.
And then some in this economy.
Yeah. You're pretty much a slave at this point.
I really like
child support.
I really liked Papa's Basement. Laugh a little, learn a lot. Or maybe it's backwards.
Yeah, I think that might be bad.
Learn to laugh, learn to love, learn to learn, something like that. I don't
I'm
know.
Pretty sure
Boo.
That's on a like in a flea market in Florida somewhere, like etched onto a piece of wood.
Oh, like their Trader Joe's type thing. A collective, if you will.
For your beach house
decor. Screw this shit down. It sounds loud as fuck. And it's horrible because I think after the fact, like if you listen to the MP3, Ace of Spades is much lower than it sounds in my headphones. Because when I'm talking, it's fucking deafening.
Yeah,
it's
it
like hearing
quiet.
An air raid siren, and I'm just like, hello out there!
Why aren't you looking one?
It's Papa's Basement. I do, that's what I'm saying. It sounds very different. Like, I'm hearing it right now loud as shit in my ear, but you listen to the MP3, it's not that loud.
Mm.
So why don't you listen once?
I do, I listen
Cunt.
All the time.
I know you do.
Bitch.
You actually listen, you're like, ooh, it's my voice.
Oh my God, it sounds like God.
I'm on the radio. I'm Rita.
I go to my grandma's house and I gather all the elderly people around. that don't speak any English. And I'm like,
I was going to say, do you clean it up so they don't understand what's being said?
As it's I like talk a third world country over there.
Euthanization of the elderly.
Oh, my God.
They could just be reduced to a delicious, nutritious gruel. Soylent Green.
I bring cupcakes. That's the real reason they come around.
Fatten them up. I'm on board with that. Fatten them up to render their skin.
Oh, my God.
Well, let's do the Papa's Basement plug-ola, because there's a bunch of it. And really, I want to get this all wrapped up, because I've got kittens at home.
Aww.
Yeah.
Not one kitten, two kittens.
Double the pussy.
Yeah, I was waiting for someone to run to the finish line on that bad line. Howard wins.
Get it out. Just get it out of the way right now, homie. Just get it done.
Howard wins. You are the special Olympian with the tape across your
tummy. They're babies, Howard. How dare you?
Not much compares to a new pet at home, especially a young one. Especially a young, I'm sorry.
It's Howard and I with our 13-year-old dogs.
I'm sorry. If you adopt like an older pet, you're doing something nice, but
it's going to be sad real soon.
You don't buy a car with 90,000 miles on it. That's all I'm saying.
Every time I tell people my dog's 13, they always make that face. They're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. Like, whenever you hear a pet's that old, you're like, ooh, what breed is it? Like, trying to see if it's at least one of the breeds where that isn't, like, the reapers just tickling its asshole.
Do they used to love life? Like, yeah. Yeah.
Is he expected to make 14? Do you kind of just have to, like, poke him every time he's asleep?
Sometimes I come down and I'm like,
put a mirror under his.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's the worst because you'll be like, I had a big dog named Nike. And for a couple of years at the end, it'd be like, Nike? Nike?
Oh, no.
Like, but, you know, it would take until the third one when she'd finally roll over and be like, what? What do you want? I'm old. I'm half decayed inside. I'm like a Reese's cup of rot.
You just went eyeless dog on puppies.
Eyeless puppies? No, I don't want cavefish puppies. Those would look creepy as shit.
I was talking about when I told you that we had puppies at my work, and then I showed you the eyeless dog, and you're oh, you just killed the puppies.
Oh, I remember you showing or talking about having puppies in at Discovery. Let's do the plugs real fast.
Let's get it
in there.
Plug it.
Don't let the ADD win, John. You've made resolutions this Thanksgiving. I know they're for New Year's, but that's how resolute I am about these
resolutions.
Resolutions.
I made
Thanksgiving
too.
Resolutions. Exactly. My Thanksgiving resolution is you will eat all of this. Just staring at the table. All of this will come out my backside.
I figure like every New Year's I make them, but then I get drunk and forget what they were. So I was like, this time I'll actually try to like accomplish this.
I worked
stuff.
With a real Christian woman, like an actual, she was Chick Flanders, like down to the being like fucking late 40s and looking like 25. Like she was just this dark-skinned sister with the sickest body you've ever seen.
What?
And I learned she was like 46 or 47. I'm like, you are fucking stunning. It was everything Flanders esque. And she was like, yes, John, every year my husband and I write down a list of resolutions and then we put them in a nightstand and then we check on December 31st to see how many of them we've achieved.
Oh my.
I'm like, what is it like to just live a life like that? That is so fucking foreign to me. You might as well have told me you got into the George Clinton mothership and traveled to Xenu and ate space cake.
I haven't even gotten around to putting together my nightstand for my IKEA. That's my resolution.
I love IKEA because really dopey women who can't do shit think you're really masculine for putting together IKEA crap. And it's like they packed it with an Allen wrench and a rubber band. And that's all you needed. It wasn't that difficult.
I like to challenge myself even more by adding a bottle of wine. Usually by the end of the wine, the bottle, one of us is done, the desk or me. Oh my God, really?
What was coming up?
Did you get your vagina knot?
What? That wasn't necessary. I could think of something to add to the conversation, or I could focus on not getting some acid mixed in with that burp. I chose the latter, and I stand by it. In papasbasement.com, that's the website. You go there. Why do we go there, John? Well, you go there because it's got, first and foremost, two episodes of this beautiful show each week, every Monday, every Thursday. You also go there for my writing, and it's good. I haven't done any this week, but it's Thanksgiving, man. What do you want? The internet dies Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of this week, and that's cool. I don't mind it.
Everybody needs a vacation except for people working retail during this time of year.
So. I agree.
I've been working. I mean, I'm a locksmith. People don't forget
John,
to get
I'm throwing
up.
You a bone here.
What was I supposed to say?
Saying you need a break. Because you're always, like, working.
I am.
But, like, those people at Target, they're like, we want to be him all the time.
Fuck them. Fuck those plebs.
Yeah, like, shut the fuck up. Like,
fetch
go get a different
$20
job
off
that you don't have to work Thanksgiving. If
that I trampled an El Salvadoran boy for at 4 a.m. on Friday.
I tried to work Thanksgiving. They wouldn't let me.
Really?
Yeah.
I had one call. I let a guy into his van for $100, and he didn't find his keys inside it. And I said, well, I'm not a key sniffing truffle pig. I can just get you in the thing. So, via con Dios, back to the Redskins.
You
game.
Just let him into somebody else's van.
I don't care if I did. I could care less. I hate it when people are like, do you need to check my ID to let me in? I'm like, what is this? Are you with the department? Is this like some sort of quiz?
It's a check.
I'm like, you do now, motherfucker. Show me your ID. Not going to catch me that easy.
It's going to let you into this Audi 5000.
Yeah. You go to InPapasBasement.com. It's got all sorts of writing. It's got the podcast episodes. It's got the subscription link to iTunes, which, again, if you do iTunes at all, if you have an iPhone or if you just use the iPod or if for some reason you use horrible iTunes, even though you don't own an iDevice, which boggles my mind why you'd touch that shit. But if you do, you go to InPapasBasement.com and there's an iTunes subscription link and you just subscribe to the podcast and then every time you open iTunes, it magically appears inside it. I mean, who wouldn't want this? Just a new like, it's Ace of Base and me. It's Ace of Spades. I always say Ace of Base. Fuck it.
I know. What's I get excited when I open my podcast app and there's a little red circle.
Exactly. And it's just me there's uploading. One. These lovely people you're hearing, you're like, John, you've told me how to get a hold of you. It's InPapasBasement.com. And by the way, it's also at Papa's Basement on Twitter. But who else is there with you? You're not a ventriloquist or Norman
you're pretty
Bates.
Good. You're pretty good. I don't know.
You're not doing a voice thing. These are other beings. And you're correct. I'm with two people today. You might have heard of them before on the show. One's Howard Hyland.
I can be found on Twitter at what the F in Heezy.
Ooh.
What the F is that?
It's exactly. It's the, I think this is his third handle, but it's going to stick. This one's going
to
work.
Just to ingratiate myself to John.
Yeah.
I will point out you can find us at facebook.com/Papa's Basement.
Yes, you can. Sorry about the girly burp.
Very good on the plug. Very bad on the burp.
I'm keeping the bile down. It's a mix of like, you know how you chew up turkey and then inside it kind of looks like you're making your own gravy?
Yeah.
It's that like boiling. I'm getting that boiling yellow gurgly shit at the back of my throat and I have to hold it down, but I still have to burp.
I was like really good on Thanksgiving. I didn't get too crazy.
As in you didn't like shit on the table in front of your poor Jewish immigrant parents?
Those motherfuckers went to Cancun. They said, can you stay home and walk dog and take your grandma out for her birthday?
Damn right.
We're going to Cancun.
I'm taking your mother to Cancun to knock bottom, front, and sides out of that pussy.
Stop it!
Put a spit shine on it with my thumb.
I'm going to tell my dad about this. He's going to come knock the sides out of your pussy.
It shine like radioactive rock from Chernobyl.
I wish my dad did talk like every bad Russian villain.
I will oppose freedom and then fuck your mom's shitbox.
You sound like the guy from Bad Boys 2.
Oh, really? Was there a villain of Russian descent in that?
You don't remember? He's the one that like made
me. I'm very proud to say I've never watched Bad Boys 1 or Bad Boys 2. If you talk to me, you're like, John, what does Bad Boys mean to you? I'm like, Sean Penn film. What, motherfucker?
Wow.
You need to see that shit.
You're the shittiest black person ever.
Yeah, you are.
I'm that fucking outlier black person. I don't need to adhere to my people's stereotypes.
Bad
Even
Boys
I stayed
number
home
one
on Black Friday excellent. And watched all the Friday movies.
Nice.
Really? We have Friday. Hold on. This pop quiz for John right on the spot. No one challenged him, but these are just the things that keep me sharp. Next Friday. Friday after next.
There yep. it is.
And now there's another one coming out.
Is it just called Another Friday?
I think it is. Very clever.
Friday 4: Jigaboo Jamdown.
Oh, Lord.
That was just for Howard. he wants to act so advanced, and I say Jigaboo once, and it's all titters and giggles.
I think that Jigaboo clam down, which is, I know, something you would
jam down. Jigaboo jam down. It's alliteration.
Clam down is something you would be interested in.
I like clam, sure. Or was that a euphemism for black lady vagina?
Because yes,
I would like
it
either.
Was.
I enjoy pussy. I enjoy clams. Throw them together.
Clam bake and make a mistake. I don't know.
I liked it. It worked kind of. For, yeah. You know, for once, you didn't have to backtrack. That kind of worked.
It's
like the fucking
so
Wright
hard.
Brothers plane. It wouldn't get us across the Atlantic, but it flew. Good for you.
It got down the Atlantic boardwalk.
It was. Now, pushing your luck. Pushing your luck. Now you're just like Da Vinci in a little batwing machine. All right, that's Irina Divinsky. She's Russian.
If you want more of this.
Exactly. She's a Russian Jew, but she's not successful in entertainment. Those are the only Jews I know. Poor Jews. I don't have any rich, powerful Jew friends. That's just the effect
sad.
Of my presence in their life.
The ones I know,
it's
maybe.
Like a chicken and egg thing. It's like, are these Jews poor because they know me?
Actually, I'm going to stop being friends with you.
Great success will come upon your
shoulders.
Have
I brought them down, or am I just finding the wrong Jews, and that's why I'm not successful? I don't know.
What if I got a fortune cookie, and it was like, stop being friends with John?
I need one powerful Jew in my life. Where's David Geffen? I'll show a little nutsack.
Have you seen his documentary, Inventing Geffen?
No.
Check it out. It's pretty good.
Is it just about all the cock he loves to suck?
Is he gay?
Are you kidding?
I knew he was gay.
He is, right?
I mean, I don't care.
Geffen's gay as shit.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I wouldn't randomly insinuate
that. He's Geffen Records, right?
Destroy, yes. He is Geffen Records. That sounds like something he would say to get some twink to suck him off. I am Geffen Records.
Well, he is.
Have you heard of Guns N' Roses?
I hope he's shooting higher than twinks, you know. He's kind of in a porn spot.
I thought twinks were the top of the line for the gays.
No.
The twinks like a little
twinks
blonde
are usually
bimbo.
Like easy.
Yeah, but they're good looking easy.
No, they're usually like skinny.
But
you
I thought
want,
the
like,
gays
a hot
loved
one.
Skinny.
No.
I thought all gays were like lithe, almost feline looking creatures.
BMA,
a lot of them, like
it's
got to nice...
be below 5%. That's
for
the
a gay, yeah.
Yeah, that's the goal.
I don't know about that. At
it's
least
not
they...
required, but it's a goal.
They care about bodies. I think they care more about them having definition than being
definition
all
on the abs. I mean, but if you
I mean,
can
you
see
like to grab
pack.
A little something when you're fucking it, right?
Imagine a man? I've never fucked a man.
Gay.
You're not tricking me that easily.
Imagine, like,
imagine
if you were gay.
I'm doing a guy. Well, like, because...
What if you want some ass to crap on?
No, because I'm into pussy. I'd want, like, the most feminine-looking thing possible, I guess. And then
you'd be amazed at some of those big guys. And, nice
and then I would just pretend that, like,
asses.
While I was fucking an ass, my balls weren't resting on the balls of another man.
If you were gay, you'd be into that.
No, there's like the tears. Like I saw this RuPaul interview when I was a kid where he was explaining, like, listen, people, I am not transgendered. I wear women's clothes for entertainment purposes only.
Isn't yeah. he straight though?
No. He loves cock.
Okay.
And then that's the explanation that ultimately came out. He's like, listen, I'm gay. I like men who are gay. What I don't like is straight men who like doing men that
In
are dressed
drag.
Like women. And that's different.
I love that people view that as different because here's how my logic works. Are you a man that fucked a man? Hi, queer.
See, that's why.
Come to terms with it. Oh, did the other man put on fake tits and a wig? All right, fancy queer.
I think that's why they stay, like, try to act like they're straight. Because even though they're not.
Jim Norton and, like, all the comics he runs with on ONA, they consider themselves straight. And yet, almost to a man, they all refer to, like, loving trannies and how they're just, like, chicks with a little extra and shit. I'm
I
like,
don't wow. get that.
No, they're dudes. Like, I looked one up, like, that they mentioned on air, and it's just horribly confusing because it's, like, from the belly button up, you're like, that's not so bad. And then you look down, you're like, oh, there's a big fucking cock.
Oh, my God.
Fun time over.
I just don't get, like, how that's appealing because I think trannies are... Not like by choice, but because of society, they're so fucked up in the head and they probably do so many risky things. Like this
like I think mutilating their genitalia and having breasts put in over their pecs?
Well, yeah, but also being a tranny hooker and like just doing terrible things because they, I'm pretty
I
sure they don't have the highest
self
esteem.
See the appeal?
Yeah,
it just like,
and it's scary shit too. That's my point. Like,
I don't know. I'll be honest. I would wear a skirt if I got to be Kobe's girlfriend.
I'm not rushing to support that shit. You fucking let that hang in the wind.
Come on, man. NBA player. I'd be an NBA. I could be on like a Basketball Wives. Be pretty fantastic.
Howard.
You watch way too much Bugs Bunny as a kid,
you've been watching too much TV.
Jesus, no. That would be the worst. A big old black dick prodding your innards.
Oh, but I'd be rich.
You would totally have to wear a diaper.
Rich.
Yeah, you'd be like the Mr. Hands horse video, except it'd just be an NBA player instead of a horse.
I thought you're the asshole who would let Paula Deen like ride your cock for money.
For money? You're the one that said he'd do it for free.
I think Paula Deen doesn't
sound
painful.
That makes me
painful.
Gross.
She's
but
not
if Kobe
gonna...
was hitting me in the ass, I would definitely want money.
You didn't mention that. You tossed that into the mix well in the... well
Howard,
into the
whore.
Damage control phase.
What's that?
You're a whore.
You
would only
point?
Do it for the money.
Well, yeah. I think it's weird to well, I shouldn't say that. I like transgender people, but I don't get it. I don't
see,
get it.
See, that's kind of like the twink mentality in the gay like community. They're more about like being with someone that's going to support them. And
they're just little bimbos, like I
said.
Exactly. They're fucking skinny blondes
exactly.
with big fake tits.
Like Barney Frank's... Barney Frank had one, right? Who was growing weed in the backyard in Maryland?
I don't know.
What?
Yeah, Barney Frank got in trouble because, like...
His twink?
His man boy was, bored.
Oh, Barney Frank,
yeah. And so, like, he's just like, I'm really tired of being in D.C. while he's, like, working on the Hill. What am I going to do while he's not here? I know. I'm going to have this massive weed garden.
Barney Frank definitely tokes.
Yeah.
He's got that horrible fucking problem. Voice.
He's awesome. He was like, I'm going to retire because I'm tired of, like, people scrutinizing me.
Yeah, no, it was a lot. I mean, it got really embarrassing with him on that one because it's just like, oh, and there's this massive, like, field of marijuana plants in his backyard.
Whatever, weed's not that big of a deal. People need to just get over it. I think people are starting to.
Yeah, I think.
Getting legalized.
Oh, we had
everywhere.
The whole political, I mean, how many states voted to legalize? All right, you know, that's enough.
Well, you got fine. The medicinal states like Massachusetts, and that was overwhelmingly voted for Massachusetts. But the two states that actually legalized it were Colorado and Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly, Oregon defeated their measure to legalize across the board. But we shall see. We shall
Wait,
see
what happened?
They... Oregon did not legalize it. They voted down.
I thought it was Oregon, really?
Yeah.
They're like, we can't get anything done anymore. We gotta stop this.
You know when California like voted to ban gay marriage?
Yeah.
I think it was one of those things where all the potheads were like, well, it's Oregon, right? Like, do I really need to go vote on this? Whatever.
Probably. Yeah. I know non-potheads lived in Oregon.
I almost get the impression they didn't want to become a destination for potheads.
Well, it already is. I like.
That's exactly yeah. their concern. I think a lot of the whoever was left that hated pot just like hit the polls hard in Oregon, whereas Washington State and Colorado passed with flying colors.
I think it was.
God bless the people of those two states.
I feel like it was already legal in Oregon, wasn't it?
Medicinal.
Yeah.
So, like, if you go talk to the doctor about your, like, lower back pain, you're good.
So it's still legal. Medicinal marijuana is still legal.
I just like how much these two potheads actually give a shit about this. Like, I'm like, I don't smoke weed. I don't. Care,
John, this is just a matter of civil rights we just for everyone the news. In the United States.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Netflix exists now. Why don't you just watch that?
It's you don't see me like gay TV marrying anybody, but I still think it's an important civil right.
Yeah,
right?
That's
We're
the
just
reason
talking
I went to
about
vote.
These in conception.
That's the only reason I went to go vote to legalize gay marriage.
Really?
I don't think it's fair that like it's so stupid that people can't get married because they're gay. It's like... Oh, they should be allowed to be miserable, too, if they want.
Maybe I just think that traditional marriage needs to be defended.
Well, you're so
Did you
fucking
ever think
stupid,
of it that
then,
way?
For thinking that
oh
way.
Oh, my God. That was so rude.
Good.
I'm going to pray to Jesus for your salvation tonight.
This guy tried to hand me a thing about, like, voting no on question six,
it was
I think.
Did we
six this
did
year.
We vote on the gays, Howard? I don't think we did.
Virginia did in did 2006.
Oh, I probably missed that one.
No, it's now part of our wonderful Virginia Bill of Rights that marriage is defined as between one man and one woman.
Lovely.
Yeah.
It's good. Stupid. That's
God
great.
Bless the Commonwealth.
That's why we haven't slid into the Atlantic yet. Glad someone's sticking up for it.
Straight people just make marriage look so holy.
Speaking of things I give thanks for.
Yeah.
Seamless. Seamless. Fucking seamless.
Go
Let's
on.
Talk Thanksgiving. Let's talk Thanksgiving, people.
You can talk Thanksgiving.
Or if why? You're me, why? Thanksgiving.
Why is it just me? You're acting like it's a fucking religious holiday, and I am some I'm some goddamn Baha'i.
All right, or something let me. Like I'll that. Give you my breakdown real quick. It takes less than a couple. Well,
Howard
here it
might
is.
Be offended because he's part Native American.
I'm going to let you in on a secret, Howard. It could take me 30 seconds to run through fucking anything I discuss on this show. We draw it out, and that's how we get a show.
You can draw.
But proceed.
Thanksgiving. I don't like holidays in general. My holiday was spent sitting on a couch trying to like block out the sound of my family while I watched football.
He could have told a story there.
No, I don't want to.
That's fine.
I resent Thanksgiving as a holiday.
Why do you resent Thanksgiving as a holiday, Howard Highland?
Because it's compulsory hanging out with family.
Why do you resent your family?
I just would rather not eat turkey. Bottom line, if there were like prime rib involved, I think it'd be happier. But when it's built around this like crappy meal...
What?
Your mom's quite the cook. Why are you saying it's a crappy
you
meal?
You can't make turkey taste good. I don't like turkey. Like
what?
Is turkey all that's offered in the Highland household?
No, I ate roast beef. That's what I enjoyed.
So
I was thankful for the roast beef that was on the table next
to the
damn
turkey. Stuffing and mashed potatoes and vegetables and cranberries.
That stuff's
all
right, yeah. It's just not
that's
memorable.
That's all right. That's not memorable. Being with your family and nothing short of a feast in front of you.
My mom makes
memorable.
Money mashed potatoes. I'll give that. Out there right now, like the mashed potatoes are sick. There,
you be a hater boy.
I've been hating this week,
so you ate.
I've been hating a lot this week. So.
You had all day football, delicious mashed potatoes, and apparently amazing roast beef. And this was a day that did not please you.
It also involved like screaming children, bickering like Asians.
That's
and
life.
Then,
that's called family.
Yeah, that's life, man. Are
you
going
have to deal
to,
with it all the time?
Are you going to live as a court eunuch? Because if you have kids, that's going to be your life. Screaming little Asians.
Yeah, I'm going to raise mine to...
Not be Asian.
Yeah.
They'll look it.
Not if I marry a black woman.
Well, that's true.
They still will.
That DNA kind of just paves over everything. Their DNA is like the white man coming to the new land. It's just like, bye-bye, Asian. This is our place now. Not a whole lot of the old culture left.
No,
I guess
I'm,
you'd have to marry pretty dark, but yeah.
I really want black kids because then I'm going to be allowed to like smack them a little.
Why?
Right?
What?
Do you want to get called into the principal's office all
sense?
The time?
No.
I like how that's a black trait. Like I was a model student.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just saying, like, my in-laws would not be upset. They would actually expect that, like, you got to, like, smack, be like, hey, Howard.
You've never dated a black woman, even.
Yeah, I have. Well, I shouldn't. We haven't dated, but.
You screwed a black chick once or twice. That
it
doesn't make you a
awesome.
Founding member of NWA. I'm not saying like even by dating one, I have any special permission. You know who slept with a lot of black chicks? Slave owners. Last I checked, they were kind of racist. So it doesn't afford you any certain rights. I'm just putting it out there, you know. Before you're saying you're going to have black
kids. I'm glad
you
finally realize this, John.
Oh, what? That me me harpooning a couple doesn't mean anything? Fine, yes. Fine, you're right. Not even if I had a little half-black kid.
Nope.
Sorry. He would get the freedom to say whatever.
I would
have to be holding him at the time I said anything.
That's it.
That might make it worse.
Yeah.
That might actually
just
make
me
worse.
Holding a black baby as a shield. As I scream into the microphone.
Man. Oh, Lord.
But you've mentioned this before. In fact, I believe I've heard such phrases as, I want to adopt 5 black kids so I have a basketball team.
That's
I'm not saying
you.
That as a joke.
That's you.
I'm not saying that as a joke. You've said that before. Oh. You've also mentioned 11 for a football team.
No, again, it's 10 so that your kid can play quarterback.
I hope every black person I told about the show decided not to listen to this episode.
He's talking like mass adoption. He's not even talking like fucking an entire block.
I can't believe you never read
women.
Those like racist joke books when you were a kid. Like that was going around middle school in 8th grade.
No, but you used to say it seriously. You're like, I just want to adopt a bunch of black kids.
I can't believe you took that seriously.
You would say it like really earnestly for 30 minutes straight while smoking weed.
In
and,
earnest?
Like, detailing your life plans to me.
In earnest?
You're right, because those always come out. Yeah.
I want a child of every race. And getting back to like this whole marriage question. I am thinking about converting to Islam so I'm allowed to have 4 wives.
See,
there
and
will
yeah,
be
I'm
one
supposed to
race.
Fucking laugh and not consider it serious when he talks about adopting 5 black kids. But he is going to be a fucking Bedouin. Fucking I don't know have what a to harem.
Say. I think Howard might have like gotten hit in the head recently.
Yeah.
Did a black person approach you and hit you over the head?
that's just racist.
That's sick. Come that's on, Arena. Racist. We've moved beyond that humor.
Ugh.
Come on, really? I killed it.
I don't know if I can even look you in the eye for the rest of the recording.
Oh, my God.
You're right. A lot. You Latin crossed person. The line. Sorry.
And that is how you make a segment out of Howard's Thanksgiving. Right there. Arena, while this ingrate sat and consumed his mother's food and didn't do much
other than my stepfather made the turkey, by the way, clogged her toilet. Not...
Oh, the white man prepped the turkey?
Yeah.
The white devil. All right. Well, that's why you are not grateful. Someone else gave you the free food. So
I am an ingrate, yes.
Yeah, you should have done something to be look at all the shit you had to be thankful for, you motherfucker.
You should have done you should have done a soft shoe routine for Ron.
As I told you all.
Burnt cork on the face. What? Blackface joke. Very roundabout. Oh my God.
But as I told you all when I came in before we started recording today, and this applies to my family on Thanksgiving.
You said some crazy shit before we recorded today. I don't want to put it out there. Yeah.
I was going to say, y'all should just be grateful that I am in your presence.
Okay, let's move on from that. What were we talking about?
I don't know. I actually was going to text a customer for a second. Can you guys go back to jawing about weed and gays for a minute?
Irina. Talk about your Thanksgiving.
It was really good. I woke up with a terrible hangover because Wednesday night I went out like the rest of America and got show wasted. It was really good. I like just started drinking fireballs and like apple cider to the face. And then I was like, I think I played some beer pong. I tried to pull a bottle out of a fireplace.
Okay, I'm back. What happened?
Did you want to put out any bar names that you enjoyed on Wednesday night?
You were drinking?
No, I don't want people to blow up my spot.
All you right. were drinking?
Oh, my God. I got so drunk. It was awesome.
Oh, my God. Did you totally blow a guy next to a dumpster?
I did not. My
Sign
friend,
of a great evening.
My friend took me home. Not like that.
So, wait. You went out.
That's not a great night for me.
You need to slow roll it. Again, you're just like Howard. You're like, oh, pussy. I'm sticking it in. And then the tissues rip, and I don't have a good time.
Homeboy, you were, like, tuned out for the first half of it. I thought she did a great job.
I tuned out for 30 seconds. If you're going to tell me a 60-second summary of a day-long holiday that everyone can relate to is, like, good radio, it ain't.
My girl just told you about Wednesday night. We didn't even get to Thursday. She's slow playing.
This is Wednesday night, and okay. It was all right.
It's so much creepier when you see her face make those sounds. Because her eyes roll back like Jaws sinking his teeth into
I was enjoying Quint. Hitting the high notes.
This is horrible. Okay. So Wednesday night, you went and got drunk, and you didn't fuck anyone.
No, I did not.
Okay.
Went
did
home
you
by
want
myself?
To fuck anyone?
There was a person.
Oh,
that had
see?
I seen
leading questions.
Things
Howard.
Might have happened, but I got too drunk. Like by the time I was out.
Oh,
so.
You couldn't get it up. You couldn't get a little clit hard on.
She couldn't go hyena.
He looked at it and he was just like, "I think I should go." By the way, women listening, never do that if a guy can't get it up. He already feels shitty enough. Don't be like, "I need to go." Why? Why? Because he can't get a fucking hard on. You're acting like he's brandishing
there?
A hatchet.
What are we doing there? We're not there because. We were there for the company. We were there for
I'll just be like, bucket. Okay, fine. Eat it for a while. Both of them. Not just the front and back.
Sometimes a lady just needs a good fucking.
Yeah, I don't know. Just don't belittle them by being like, I need to go.
Well, at least make up a good excuse.
Exactly. My diabetic dad's foot fell off because he's too diabetic.
My diaphragm fell out back in my
apartment.
There you
go. That works, yeah.
I need to go.
I need to get it before my dog chews it up.
Can't go get molded for another one of those things.
Yeah.
Actually, don't know how it works, but. Which
just,
is why I don't
They spread you out. It's like when they build a bell, they spread you out and just dump hot wax in to make a form of your vagina. And then they pull that out and then they put hot lead around the wax. And then you got the diaphragm mold. So then
I don't think that's how it works.
It
but
is.
Whatever.
It is. I wish you weren't so stupid. But
why do you think they call it ringing your bell?
There you go.
You can ring my bell. You can ring my bell.
Oh.
Are we just playing Suicide Karaoke now?
All right. So Thursday, you did what with your in-laws?
Oh, no. Yeah, my in-laws.
Your
in-laws. Married. Whenever family's house, I made deviled eggs at home. And
nice. See, she contributed, Howard. Continue.
That's what women are supposed to do.
Some dirty rice.
It can be man's work, too.
Yeah. You, whatever.
You've clearly never been to Asia.
You were not born in Asia, so
I am playing that fucking card to get out of working in the kitchen. You're damn right.
You grew up in America. Shut the fuck up. Get to work, bitch. Every Chinese restaurant I've been to, there's definitely an Asian man in the kitchen, so.
Yeah, giving orders to the women.
There's no women in my favorite Chinese restaurant. No women.
It must
women.
Be terrible.
It's actually very good. Anyway,
right, continue.
Back to where it was at. I also made some sweet potato pie with a fireball. It's
nice.
Delicious.
That sounds really
that
delicious.
That is a schnapps fireball, or is it a whiskey?
Cinnamon whiskey.
Delightful.
We have done some shots of it together.
I know, but I didn't know if I was chugging a disgusting schnapps or a nice whiskey.
No, it's a whiskey.
It's not a nice fantastic. Whiskey. It's like $17 for a bottle of that stuff.
Howard, if you don't stop spinning that fucking chair and trying to hypnotize me, chop off your fucking hand.
Like you were born in Korea.
Arena, grab that thing and throw it in the corner.
She just threw it at me because
yeah, I
made
know.
A sexist joke. You're bad.
I will use it as a footstool now.
That works fine because it's not going to be spinning. So you had a good time.
I had a very good time, actually. I got told a lot of stories about my childhood, how I used to try to clog the toilet every time, like, my parents and my aunt and uncle went out. They would leave me in charge for some reason, which now explains why I was such a lame, like, kid. Because mm-hmm. I would always be like, no, we shouldn't do that. No, that's wrong.
Oh, you like, were that kid.
I was that kid.
You were the asshole.
Yeah.
When did you actually get over that and start having
like,
friends?
Probably recently, like a year or two ago.
March. Wow, okay. That explains a little. Just a little.
But, yeah, it was really fun. Apparently, like, they would come home and there was like a apple clogged in the toilet.
Oh, I thought you meant like, you would just like take huge shits.
No.
Like you would just eat a lot and you're like 24 hours, the countdown begins.
That's like a 5-year old.
Yeah, exactly.
Clogging
just squeezing
up
your sides.
I don't know why we were always like clogging up the toilet apparently. And I was like, why did you guys even leave us alone
just
anymore?
Just a thing. Just yeah. a thing you did.
If that was me, I would have like locked all the doors and been like, there's the door if you need to go.
Yeah.
Got your puppy pad in the corner. Don't mess yourself.
That sounds lovely.
Yep.
See, Howard? She's appreciative of what she has. She gave thanks.
And my family abandoned me, motherfucker.
I have a civil
Wait,
right in
happened?
This country to be an
to
ingrate.
To be an asshole, yes. And you're exercising it.
And somebody has to on Thanksgiving while the rest of you are being disingenuous. So.
What?
Really?
What are you talking
you're
about?
The only selfish person.
I was grateful for my aunt's awesome cooking.
Exactly.
There you
little
go.
Little things.
There you go.
And my uncle's easy hand on
Why
pouring
couldn't
the
you
wine.
Given thanks for all the pot and liquor you've consumed as of late?
Hurricane Sandy.
Yeah, where you just stayed holed up and stared at a dog and smoked marijuana with it.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't think
about.
You've actually been since that, have you?
What? I've been...
Haven't you been good since that
Have hurt? I been messed up in the head or?
Well, that's,
no,
that's a different question.
She was trying to tiptoe around that part. She was asking about smoking weed.
Yeah, I
I've never
real...
smoked pot.
Yeah,
I have no
okay.
idea what you guys are talking about.
Well, then, remember when you played checkers with that dog for 24 hours during Hurricane Sandy?
There might have been some wee.
Mr.
Okay.
Kim is very
so
good.
So have you played checkers since? How many times in the past 2 weeks have you played checkers?
Does he have to ask you the question again because you don't remember what he just asked?
And I mean by playing checkers, smoke marijuana, in case that sailed
you
over
You know
your
what?
Head.
I don't remember.
Okay, there we go.
I plead the fifth.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Fifth.
Oh, yeah. You remember.
I haven't moved to Washington State yet, but don't worry. That move is coming soon.
Okay. Okay.
You just give us a heads up.
So we're all caught up on
like an
you.
An hour before.
You mentioned something about getting abandoned, Arena.
Yeah, my parents went to Cancun.
How selfish of them.
I was really more upset because I wanted to spend Thanksgiving in New Orleans. So I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
And yet? You had to house sit.
I had to dog sit. And tomorrow's my grandma's birthday, so I was responsible to take her out.
What is the name of your decrepit, almost dead dog? What? Howard's is almost dead, too. It's okay.
Shut up.
It's not my dog.
Mr. Kim?
Yeah.
You guys have shared moments.
We have
I've
had
raised
some
my dog from when he was six, like 2 months old, and he's 13 now.
You got him as a puppy. I like how elaborate you made that sound. Most people just be like, I raised him from a puppy. And you're like, from the day. It was merely four fortnights from when he first drew breath that I clutched him to my bosom. And he has been mine ever since.
He actually vomited on me and then peed on me on the way home.
From the first time?
Him. Yeah.
How do you even remember that far back?
Because it was, I was like, even though you just threw up on me, I still love you. And then he's like, then he pees on me. And I'm like, all right, I still love you.
Then you dropped the N-bomb and held him out the window for the rest of the ride.
Like, you little unpredictable piece of shit. Now he does this thing where he wakes up in the middle of the night and he tosses and turns and barks. I'm like, Jesus.
These little Vietnam flashbacks, doggy Vietnam. Shoving little bamboo shoots under his claws.
Little tranny hookers.
Are they, well.
I'm trying to get him.
Maybe he would just red rocket to those. We don't know how your dog feels. So are you still home alone, which is something a 31-year-old man should get to say?
Yeah.
How long do you have to house sit? Don't worry. I'm not trying to like bring someone over and fuck. I'm just curious.
Three more days.
Really? So they abandoned you good like.
Yeah, they've been gone since last Sunday.
They're feeling the Howard spirit of Thanksgiving.
Just leaving their daughter?
They actually haven't called me back in the last few days, and I'm starting to think they might have gotten kidnapped.
Really? Just macheted?
Oh.
No,
I gotta check that
they're
will.
Just doing their
or just have their hands chopped off for gorilla paw ashtrays.
I might actually need you to come over and break open the safe so I get some things out of it.
I can do that.
I think your dad just took some lessons on Tantra. You're getting a little tantric down in Cancun.
Shut the fuck up, Howard. Every time I text Howard that I, like, saw a hot guy, he's like, oh, I hope you fuck him. And there's, like, multiple orgasms involved.
That's very gracious of you, Howard, and detailed.
It's so creepy. I'm like, Howard, can you just say something
back? I've always been jealous of the fact that women can have, like, multiple in, like, a matter of seconds. That's pretty fucking cool.
Well, it's just how they're wired. I mean, oh, hello, girl that gave me a smile through the window. I want to fuck you, too.
Was it your little Latina?
You moderately ethnic woman, yes. She's Latin or a chunk black or something.
Oh, there's a really hot Greek guy at my work.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Spiros.
I'm not going to say his name because...
Say it.
There might actually be a chance.
Just make up
say
something.
Say it. He's Greek. He'll want to hear, you know, he wants to puff out his chest, gorilla style, and be like, that was me.
Nicholas,
she mentioned wanting to fuck me.
Nicholas Papadakis. That's what his name is.
Yep.
No, it isn't.
It's Nicholas Papacherry, whatever.
Now I know my leg is being plucked at. Now I know I'm being manipulated.
I'll let you know who
by
it is
a tag
when you
team
come
of
to
deceivers.
Our wedding.
Oh.
Oh.
Burn. How was your Thanksgiving,
Greek.
Papa?
You're gonna walk down the aisle all side saddle, your legs all bowed out. Because he's going to fuck her ass a lot. Because that's how they make babies.
He's actually blonde, by the way.
Oh, I hate those. The sleeper agents, I call them. The ones that are like an eighth Greek or something. And they're all like Hitler youth looking. And then they're like, I'm Greek like you. It's like, fuck you. You pass as white person. You don't know my pain.
You kind of pass as a white Asian.
No, I...
Like, it's only when you wear those glasses. I always think you're high or like...
To the ethnics,
Asian.
I'm considered white, and then to white people, I'm like off-white. I don't really get to play for any
like
team. Yeah, I'm just kind of fucked. It's just like weird, hairy, white person. I don't get what you are. That's always the vibe.
What were you thankful for this year?
Well, I was thankful for a lot. There was a lot.
You're not allowed to be thankful for the kittens because they were acquired after Thanksgiving.
That's going to be a short story then, because not a lot happened on Thanksgiving, but I'm going to give you the run through. I woke up to American Horror Story on Netflix, finished that.
Season one.
Okay. The new one creeps me out. I can't like watch the preview.
I'm going to put it out there on American Horror Story. I thought that was a hot piece of shit, and a lot of people liked it, and I thought it really blew dick.
I got bored.
Getting bad towards the end.
I banged it out literally in 24 hours. Like, I was just like, next, next, next. You know, I had just beaten a video game on the Wii, and I had to treat myself. I had to reward that discipline. So I watched American Horror Story in rapid succession.
Yeah.
And it was bad. I mean, I didn't like it. I wanted to fuck the shit out of, what's it, Connie, is it Connie Francis?
I think so. Is she on Nashville
She's on Nashville now.
That's who I thought.
Oh,
she was.
God. She's a good looking Ginger
she
Mill.
She is good looking.
That Kate Mara, who played the gay daughter. Well, she wasn't gay, but she was in the fucking the ass cowboy movie. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
Brokeback Mountain.
Requiem for a Dream. Oh, that
yes,
one.
Requiem for a Dream was all about ass fucking.
Well, I was thinking of that scene with the two.
One, the only reference that people make about that movie now.
Yeah, ass to Jennifer.
Ass.
Yeah.
It's ass to ass and Jared Leto sticking the heroin right in that big black hole.
Oh,
on
stop
his arm.
It!
That fucking smashed fruit pie of a wound.
Oh, my God.
So we have Brokeback, Heath Ledger's daughters, Kate Mara, or Kate Mara.
Mm.
She's a ginger as well. That show was a hotbed of sweet ginger pussy, and it was the
milky
one thing I
puss.
Really liked about it. Yes, milky ginger puss. You got it right. You had, what's her face? The old one, Connie Francis. You had Kate Mara. Those two were on a lot. Then you had, the maid was a fake ginger.
She's a fake.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't like it when it's like comic book red like that, but there's something really gothy and slutty about the young maid. And it turns out she's like a voice on Family Guy. I don't know
really?
Who the fuck she is. Yeah.
The maid role kind of confused me on American Horror Story.
Well, it
sucked.
Because she
was two different people, right?
Yeah, that wasn't makeup. They didn't fucking age her 80 years.
Only
for
the
every
father.
Well, obviously, but I'm saying she was two different people. I didn't really watch it that much.
The father would see her as like the...
No,
like sex
any
kitten.
Man.
Any man.
Any
guess,
man like would see her as this great piece of ass. Not much ass, mind you, but I didn't care. I'm white. It isn't like a fucking deal breaker if a chick doesn't have a ton of ass.
The outfit was like insanely hot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're in a slutty maid outfit with like garter belt and you're leaning over and your panties are sticking out like a fucking uncoordinated toddler. I got a hard on.
I enjoyed the shtick though, where you know men are just like ogling her, and then the women don't realize it because the women just see the old lady,
this old
so,
fucking one-eyed, yeah, David Bowie-eyed bitch. I know what you're talking
gave
about.
Gave Howard a hard on by saying David Bowie.
I really enjoyed like just the multiple perspectives on like single scenes like that. That part was cool, but for the most part, I only watched 9 episodes of that show, and I got bored. I was like, just give me the last 2 hours of what you're.
I banged
trying to,
it
like,
out.
Yeah.
I mean, I banged it out because I got like 9 or 10 deep. And all of my friends were like, this is great. And I'm just like, maybe the next one will get me.
I think it was great. Like, Nip Tuck was great because there's a ton
Nip
of,
Nip Tuck's
like,
a piece
ass.
Of shit, but I watched it.
Because there's a lot of hot ass on that show and people hooking up and just, like, really, like, dirty hookup scenes and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel like the Asylum one just looks like crazy, like, sexual stuff. And it scares the shit out of me because I'm really scared of, like, psychiatric hospitals. That's like my biggest fear is to like end up in one.
You know that they have like haunted shrink houses.
Yeah.
In West Virginia. You
and
can
like
do tours. Sykesville
in,
yeah.
Here in Maryland. My friends and I went there in high school.
Oh.
And we ran around the abandoned building. And maybe we got a little high before that. We scared the shit
out
of ourselves.
Oh, that sounds like a lovely time. Yeah.
We have one of the top 10 haunted places in Virginia. Clifton. It's Bunny Man Bridge is right near the old asylum.
Oh, I've gone through there a couple times.
But
I felt like a big man.
God.
Like the whole story behind Bunny Man Bridge was there was a asylum escapee who ended up like just he lived in the forest around the area and he would just hang
lived
bunnies
off
from
the land. Yes.
Yeah.
He would hang what?
He would hang bunnies. He would kill bunnies and then hang them for people to find off this bridge. That's why they called it Bunny Man Bridge because
that's
like
so weird.
You just go by and like the crazy escapee dude had just killed another bunny for other people to discover.
Why didn't he like use it for food?
He would do that too some, but because he was crazy, he would just
exactly.
hang them to let people know I'm still here.
Oh,
sometimes he'd be like, hang the turd, eat the bunny, hang the bunny, eat my turd.
What
you know, he got mixed
whore.
Up in his head.
What I cannot remember is if he actually killed some people who were like in the forest or not.
He
I feel
killed
like,
bunnies,
well,
that's the important
I
part.
I doubt he actually did, but that like when you're telling the story to each other as kids,
that's
it's like
included.
He fucking,
yeah.
he killed people while dressed like a bunny. Hence Bunny Man. he strung the people up like bunnies.
He was,
harassed people all dressed like a bunny.
He was the reggae singer
shit.
Bunny Man.
Nice, I like that. But you go
Bunny
online, Google Bunny Man Bridge. Yeah, you can figure out what the fuck we're talking about. It's so sad because you think it's going to be this massive bridge. It's literally like a train track going over a hill maybe 6 feet high, and it's one arch.
Yeah.
There's no bridge. Like, I thought a bridge needed to be two arches, and otherwise it would just call, like, an arch. It would be Bunny Man Arch.
Dude, it's from the 1920s.
Yeah, I was
so,
going to say,
yeah.
like, all these haunted places are from back in the day.
Yeah, but it's literally just, like, 6 feet of stone you kind of drive through, and it's, like, someone's house is 20 feet beyond it. Once you drive through it, and you're like, this was like really intense and scary, and now I have to make the U-turn next to his post box and trash cans. Yeah, right by the recycling. I'll do a U-turn and get out of here.
There's a spot in Maryland that's like one of those old school bridges that if you go through it, like, of course, it's always like 12:01 a.m.
Is it one that
something.
Clint Eastwood fucked Meryl Streep on?
That was the bridges in Madison County.
Oh, you caught what
not
I did
Maryland.
There.
Okay.
Oh. I see.
But if you go through that bridge and you put your car in like neutral or something stupid like that and then look back, you'll see a hanging man.
Really?
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Do you guys really believe in that stuff?
No, I believe in rotting. I've articulated this a million times. I believe you die and everything you ever were goes with you and then worms eat you.
Oh.
And maybe you can choose to get burned to cinders, but you're gone and there's nothing left.
You're not around haunting places.
No.
Have you ever been in a place, though, and just, like, felt like maybe there was, like, a presence there?
Yeah, one time, and I was, like, half asleep, half dreaming. I mean, what the shit? It was as real as, like, that time when I was 14 and Cindy Crawford sucked my cock off. I didn't wake up and pen a thank you letter. It was make-believe. I imagined it. Much as I didn't want that to be the case, it was. The only thing real was me burying my PJs in
the
backyard.
You're like, dear Cindy, is that cancer small contagious?
Yeah. Dear Cindy, you give crucial dome.
Love, Papa.
Speaking of psychotic witches, who was it that was peering in here? Because she wasn't the hot woman I saw.
No, yeah. No, that was kind of ghostly.
Why is she looking in here?
It was like the hot maid and then the old maid. It's really horrible.
What did she want?
I don't know.
Maybe the other lady is like, there's a hot man in there. And she's like, let me go look.
I truly hope that this is being broadcast to the facility.
The hallway.
Yeah. That is literally the opposite of what I hope.
Because that's so good. That's going to kill your chance.
Yeah. Me making fun of what could be her mother. Your mother looks like an ugly skag and I want to fuck your asshole on the first date.
Oh, God.
Hi.
So you weren't a fan of American Horror Story?
No, I was not. I watched it because it's effects and they almost always do decent work. Like, I've never watched anything on effects and been like, this is just putrid. Now, mind you, I actively avoid the new Russell Brand show, the new Charlie Sheen show, the Kamal Bell show. Those all look like fucking shit.
Okay, I gotta say the Bell show, kind of funny.
He just seems like very amateurish at comedy. Like, he seems very unhoned, and
he's
Chris
cool,
Rock
though.
Gave
like,
him
chill.
A boost because it's like, oh, he's a fucking conscientious black dude, which I'm inferring because he's a black guy who grows his hair out a little and he has glasses. So
he's
to me
married to a white lady. Did you know that?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A successful black man married to a white woman. Hold
they
on.
They run like a
I'm all discombobulated.
A comedy school together in San Francisco.
Together. No, I'm sure he's a decent guy. I remember him on ONA once. And I'm sure your first time on Opie and Anthony, it's scary as shit.
Yeah.
So you can't really get your bearings. But he wasn't bad. He just wasn't that funny. He was like a guy who once in a while tried to jump in. And when he did, it was like the shitty guy on the basketball court. You're five. And every so often it was like, hey, get me the ball. And he fucking just bricks it every time. And you're just like, I can't hate him. Like, he didn't fucking insist on it. He distributed the ball somewhat. But every time I got it to you, you did fucking brick.
As for the Russell Brand show, in the beginning, it's awkward. I've only watched it once, but then I heard like the other show he had like some controversial guests on, and this show he had the Baptist church people.
The only episode of that I would watch is if it was 55 minutes of him in a garage with the muffler on. That's it.
The windows rolled up.
And at the end, someone opens it, comes in with one of those, you know, like, fucking Tokyo Citizen in the subway masks on and opens the door. It's just dead. Oh. Russell Brand tumbles out.
I'll be honest. I've only seen one episode. It was the Ron Artest episode. I'm sorry. Meta World Peace.
It's Ron Artest. What the fuck? It's Ron Artest. It's Cassius Clay. Get it straight.
He and Meta ended up having a cool conversation because it was actually in response to the killings at Batman. They were trying to talk about how people with mental illness need to be treated, and it's not just a response to like punish that person, but we need as a society to figure out how to prevent people from getting to that place where they feel the need to commit violent acts.
See, that's things that need to be talked about.
I didn't hear anybody else talk
yes,
about that.
Yes, what
on
great comedic fodder.
No, that's the thing he does on his show. He like actually talks about like things that
oh, then fuck that.
Like the Western Baptist Church people and how like
Westboro.
whatever.
Was Fred
the
Phelps
fuck cares?
On? Was it Fred Phelps?
No,
it
was like
wife, right?
No, it was like these two big dudes, like big muscular dudes right. from it.
You need to get Fred Phelps on. He's actually an interesting character. He used to be a civil rights attorney. Not
what?
That's why he knows so much about how
the law,
to stage
and he gets people
these,
in trouble. Yeah,
picketings.
No, he's a magnificent piece of shit.
Yeah, no, he used to.
But let's actually, not go down that fucking.
I'm just telling you,
hole.
Like, why is he so good at what he does? It's because he knows how to do it too well. So
I just can't stand those people. It's like all hate, and like I don't understand how people get to that stage. All right. Anyways, can you stop staring at me?
I don't know. I kind of like it.
It's because I have cleavage out today.
I can't see it. It's hidden by the monitor. You are just fucking
did it for
neck
nothing.
Up. Hey, let me look. Let me see what you got. Stand up. It ain't that cleavagey. Don't
no,
give me
it's
that.
Not.
Don't give me that bullshit.
This is a PG-13 rating at best.
I thought I was missing, yeah, like something I could shove a fucking apple slice in between and be like,
hold
you
on.
Body bitch.
Wait,
are you just going to pull out a tit? That'd be good. Just pull out a tit.
No. No, I don't want you to be thankful
pull
for that.
Pull out a quarter of an areola. Not the nipple, just the fucking little tanny.
Fuck no. Just, you get me something to pull it out for, I will.
I just gave you those fucking the peanut butter M&Ms in the commissary. That was 50 cents worth of
I'm
peanut butter
M&Ms.
I'm not
a D.C. stripper, okay?
I'm not asking for the whole piece of pie. I'll take 1/8 of a slice.
No, this isn't like the butt feel. This isn't going to happen.
You guys,
the butt feel?
My butt actually should feel a lot better now. I worked out at the trainer
yesterday.
Oh,
did I feel your butt?
No, Howard did.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, yeah. I don't remember that.
Maybe you listened to the show, you'd remember.
I live the show. I don't have to listen to it.
This
but
is my life.
I did American.
Are you jerking it over there?
No, I'm kind of just pushing my hands
together.
Yeah,
a little bit cold
a,
in here. A little bit chilly yeah. in the studio
it
this day.
Cold.
It's a move that looks half like warming myself up, half plotting Shyster Jew. Half like, how am I going to screw these Gentiles?
I hope you're plotting something good over there. Yeah.
I'm just rubbing my palms together. There's no plot of any sort. So I had American Horror Story up until football.
All right.
And the Redskins did their thing on a national stage, so
we'll
I was
call
very
it that.
It was
thankful.
Impressive. RG3 is
good.
Looking like the leader now for Rookie of the Year, I'd say.
Yeah.
He's doing really well.
Yeah.
As a leader for that team, even.
He's like top five quarterback right now.
Yeah,
in
that's
the league.
Pretty insane for a rookie.
Well, I'm saying the Redskins needed a leader. They haven't had that in a long time.
Sure.
And now they have someone who's like
can you name
serious.
Can you name the last person you respected as a leader on the Redskins?
Art Monk.
Dang.
Maybe
that's
like
a long time ago.
Maybe, like even more recently, like maybe Chris Cooley did a pretty good job of like getting people hyped up and like trying to get them to work together. And he was like pretty nice to rookies. And he kind of guided people. I'm trying to think of someone else.
London Fletcher's been pretty solid on D.
Yeah, he's good.
I got a rep for him.
How
I'm not a Redskins fan
him,
by any means.
How long have they had him?
He's been there a few years now.
Lorenzo Alexander is looking awesome, too. He's played so much this year. And he's been doing Pilates. That's why he's like
how
in
do
such
we just
great
get
shape.
Down these weird fucking angles? It's so strange to me.
What, us?
No, just the show. It like gets really like
you guys
technical.
Work at a local sports like station.
I know,
of course we're going to talk Redskins in great detail.
It's funny.
It's Thanksgiving.
It's funny.
And they were finally on a national stage. That team almost never deserved to be on national television in the last, like, 20 years.
They did it.
20 years.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. It was a very fast descent after that Super Bowl win.
I understand that you're thankful for, number one, the Redskins being excellent.
That was great.
For the first time in a long time. But number two, what seals the deal on it, the Cowboys are going to have to fire their coach. And get a new quarterback. They look so bad.
Probably.
I feel like Tony Romo still has a job. Like, if
he's
I was
terrible.
That bad at my job,
he's just,
there's no way.
I would never call him terrible. He's just consistently very mediocre.
Yeah.
And he's just that level of mediocre where you see flashes of like, oh, he's not that bad. But you need
to
come
to
terms
with, he did bring them
back. He is that bad.
From 6 points.
Yeah,
he did,
but
like,
he didn't win it.
Can I tell you what's really bad? I look at him. I'm like, I don't think I could ever see him winning a Super Bowl. And then I look at Matt Schaub. I'm like, I could see Matt Schaub, like, winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's bad. That is bad. That is not good for Tony Romo, if that's how I feel. You know
he
what I mean?
Weird, like, he has these weird, almost like, there's no white to his eye. He just has, like, Terrence and Phillip eyeball.
Maybe he's been crying so much.
Very creepy.
But I'm saying, like, the Texans would be terrible if he were the quarterback. I just don't think, like, he can win. in
he's
like
not
critical
good.
Situations.
He's what, like yeah. a sixth round pick or some shit, or a fucking undrafted.
But nobody knows who Matt Schaub is, and yet his team has like the best record in the league.
Well, the last couple years, the Texans have been really like doing yeah. pretty good. I think Tony Romo has been consistently bad over the last couple of years, where his players have been like worn down. Like his stars, like Felix Jones, used to be amazing.
All right, all right, enough sports talk.
Sorry.
I'm just tossing down the gauntlet. We can only
yeah, let's do that.
You know what?
We do so much.
Thanksgiving is sports day. I'm grateful for
I
a full day of sports.
You know what? I'm thankful for her depth of knowledge.
Thank
on
you.
That topic. But we are a comedy show first and foremost,
that's right.
Howard.
Okay, then
can't
why
you hear
is
the laughs?
Irina's Twitter handle? At Girl Knows Sports.
Because she doesn't. It's ironic.
I just had to throw
where
that out there.
Where have you been?
Your ADD asses forgot to throw that out there earlier in the show.
You're right.
No.
We did. And then I just kept going. We did forget.
I forgot that we forgot.
And I figured we'd do it at the end. And I thought about it for a second. I was like, nobody will know at the beginning. But then I was like, who the fuck cares?
No, I had good food. Wasn't anything too fancy, but I helped out by sticking an extra stick of butter inside the turkey. Mm. That's my secret.
That's your contribution.
My mom's like, I bathed it in Crisco, and I'm like, let Chef John make it a little extra delicious. And then I just smash butter in my hand, like Marlon Brando.
That's
in
how
the
you
last
make
Tango
turkey
in
more
Paris.
Delicious.
And I just put butter all over it and let it glisten. So that was nice. I got a text from the ex.
What did the text say, John?
Yeah, don't like those around the holidays. Do
well,
not like
it's,
those around the holidays.
Was it a happy Thanksgiving text wishing you
a
wonderful
first.
Day?
It was at first. You know, this is going to be its own thing.
Most people, like a lot of people will send out like mass texts. I think the more personal ones are better. If you're actually thankful, like actually text that person. I mean, don't just
well,
like,
there's always a bunch of, you get three types of texts. I just pulled that number out arbitrarily, and then I'm just going to try to come up. But you always get texts from unknown numbers, like people you've deleted in the course of the year. And you're just like, hi, happy Thanksgiving to you, too. How have you been, smiley? You know, and you play along for like two lines. You have to keep it very gender neutral because you don't want to be too, you know.
Same to you and yours.
Yeah. If you're too like emoticon, the guy's going to be like, what the fuck's wrong with you? And if you're too straight-laced, then the chick that was talking to you for whatever reason, you know, some girls use it as an icebreaker to get back in good graces. It happens. It's like under the guise of
you're smart.
Yeah, it's a very neutral thing they can put out there to test the water. It's like, hey, how did he react to me saying happy Thanksgiving?
Is that what
or
you
Merry
got?
Christmas? We'll get to it in a second. All right. I've realized in breakups. No, we're not going to be ADD. We're going to finish what I put out there as three types.
Yeah, what
of
are the
text.
Three types?
You get that one. You get the feelers from exes. So that's type two. And
how
then,
is that not exactly the same thing as type one?
I don't know. Fuck you.
All right, what's C?
No, type one was the missing number. So you just have to kind of like figure out who the fuck it was.
Okay.
And
type two, you know the girl, and it's just like a clear like attempt.
Had you not deleted type A's number, it would be the same thing.
Well, you kind of, I recognize X numbers. I don't keep them in the phone because you just never want that after like eight drinks. And you know, you've got like your dick in hand and it's just like,
unless
send
you like
the
other number by heart and you're like, just don't press the last number.
Yeah, forget brain. Damn your functionality. And then the last one is, yeah, like you said, the really lame, just happy Thanksgiving that you can tell. Like, sometimes the iPhone will even sniff this out when it was sent to, like, eight people. That's always the grossest. Yeah. Once in a while, like, I'll know a chick who will send out, you know, like, here are my tits. And it's like, to you and three others. And you're just like, ah. I appreciate you're a awesome. Slut. Don't get me wrong, but that was not fun. So.
Number three.
Yeah. I never. We just did number three.
We did number three.
Sorry.
Howard, paging Howard.
We're all there. We're all together. So,
still on Mars. All right, let's go.
Yeah, I didn't talk much about the details. Like, I had dated someone, I guess, what, March to August, something like that. But it was not the best of breakups. Kind of, I felt I needed to end things. Within 2 to 3 days, someone was in my stead, someone that I was kind of suspicious of.
I have a feeling why she texted you around
the holidays. A bitch is be trifling.
Yeah, pretty much I was getting the old cuck. I was getting the old cuckaroo. I was getting cheated on at the end. One can only infer.
I think, like, she was trying to get, maybe she's been trying to, like, date other guys and things haven't worked out too well. So she's like, oh, this one might still have it hot for me.
Well,
let me hit him up right
around
the
holidays. I can only assume, yeah, you hit up people to be like, I want to feel wanted or
when
whatever.
It's cold and, like, dark and.
Yeah. And.
The winter months of.
Like, it, when. It's one thing when you kind of end shit with a person because it's not going so well. It's quite another, at least to me, when within the span of a week, there's a new guy in your place. You know, it's not a fucking Simon and Garfunkel lyric. It's my life. Howard, did you you both caught it. I like it. I like it. Howard's trying to belch so he couldn't laugh, but he smiled. I'll put that out there for you guys at home. He smiled.
I'll just act like I knew exactly what you were talking
about. Talking about the lyrics to Cecilia.
Oh, Cecilia.
Boom. She got it.
No, I got that.
I know you got it.
Same chord changes as Some Nights from Fun.
What?
Cecilia what? And Fun.
You just some killed night. Fun.
Some Nights.
Sorry.
I hate you guys.
You have knowledge, faggot. So, yeah, for me, that's one of those deals where I really don't care to hear from you. Like, if we break up, but it's slightly amicable, and we're both kind of like, hey, you know, fuck, we miss each other. That's kind of cute, right? Nothing wrong with that. You've been there.
You got to be careful.
It would be if you haven't, like, hated her so much the last couple of months.
Well, I'm just saying.
Theoretically, had that not been the case, it would have been.
If I didn't break up, and then, like, 2 days later, it's like some new guy's fucking me out. So you're like, okay, so.
Wait,
more
she told you that?
No. She kept contacting me after me giving the heave-ho because things had gotten so bad. It wasn't something I wanted to do. It's just like shit I used to pull when I was 19 where I was like, I don't want to break up, like be the bad guy, but I want to break up. So I'm just going to be so shitty in this relationship that it'll force you. And then you're going to be like, what? Why are you doing this? So that's exactly what happened to me. Like, fucking shit just goes downhill like a toboggan full of boulders. You know, it's just down the hill fast. And I'm just like, okay, it's got to end. And
Howard, are you waving a fart over there? What
I'm
are you just doing?
A tree.
Fucking Tai Chi or some shit.
I'm
I don't know
a
what
tree.
It is.
I'm trying to avoid a stress headache.
Yeah, don't
ignore me.
I'm going to just look away.
Just look
don't
away.
Busy yourself with Go it. Ahead, it is what it is. So, for me, it would have been one thing if she pulls that shit, but there's not like an instant replacement in the wings. But there was. So, as soon as I hear that, my reaction was like, you know what? I'm going to hold my tongue. Have a great life. Never talk to me again. Don't. So after that, I heard from her maybe like a month afterwards. And I got a picture of the cat I purchased her with a new kitten. And she's like, hey, no, you don't want to hear from me, but here's the cat. And it's got a new cat and they're getting along. Just thought you'd like to know.
My new boyfriend got me the second one.
Pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much. Both of these cats have watched him fuck me. And
she's probably feeling bad about how things ended.
Don't know.
Trying to make things right.
Don't really care. Have to determine, based on her behavior, that she's got some screws loose or at least really doesn't think like me.
I was going to say, or she's just fucking crazy.
Really doesn't have a brain that works like mine. So, Thanksgiving rolls around. I have not replied.
Happy holidays.
Even a couple days prior, I really was like kind of a renewed, you know what? Eat it. Enjoy your new life. Because I was flipping through old Facebook messages and I'm just scanning through. And I saw a few from her. And it was like the little profile picture had changed. I'm like, ooh, let's take a click-see. So I look and it's her with the new guy. And I'm like, well then, I don't think I was ever afforded that one. So you know what? Glad you're gone. Just kind of rolling on with my life, find another Facebook profile, beat off to that. You know, Thursday, Howard.
What a hole.
Exactly. You know how it rolls. Any of your friends were like, ooh, I was in the Caribbean this week. You're like, please put something good up. We've all been there.
Like I said, Spanksgiving.
Spanksgiving.
I try not to on Thanksgiving because everyone's home, so it's really obvious. Yeah.
It's a holy eating day.
It's like, I'm already hot enough that I have to leave my room open typically. And then the house is like 10 degrees warmer because the oven's on, and yet the door is mysteriously shut for 25 minutes. Right. It doesn't take fucking Angela Lansbury to crack that case. I had
I
my
need
dick
my
in my hand.
Time.
Yeah, exactly. I was making my mashed potatoes.
Oh, God.
So Thanksgiving rolls around. I get very few texts, actually. I get one unknown that fit into these groups. I get one unknown. I get zero of the shitty mass text. And I get one X text, and that was from her. It says, "Happy Thanksgiving, Papa," which I don't like. Don't call me fucking Papa.
Only I can call you Papa.
Well,
fans of the show make
up. Friends.
Yes.
Friends and
family,
fans.
People like in my life. Don't fucking call me Papa.
The
after
girl
the fact.
Who presently has her dick inside of her.
Her dick inside
your
of her?
Your dick inside of her, sorry.
Okay. Don't call me Papa when shit ended rather poorly.
Yeah.
Rather shabbily. So I don't respond to it. Now, I get a bit of a rod because it's like, well, now.
I win.
Two contact attempts from you to my still zero. That makes John double winner.
That is the game.
Yeah.
That is how it's played.
The bulge in my pants grew three sizes that day.
Mm. John's up 30, love.
Both all balls right. were in my court.
I'll let it slide. Her heart was in the right place.
Thank you.
So Friday rolls around and I get another text from my ex, and I'm like, I see the number pop up, and I'm driving on my way to a job, actually letting someone locked in to their house. It's like, I want to say 11 at night. It reads more or less as follows. I love that Howard is just like loving that I'm just throwing this shit out there on air. What do I care?
You know, I'm all up in suspense over here.
What
yeah,
keep coming.
What
keep it coming.
The fuck do I care? You know what I mean? Are we going to get more broken up? If you don't want me putting this shit on air, don't contact me, bitch. How's that? How's
I hope
that
she's
for
listening.
A tip? I don't think so.
We need the fan chef.
I can afford to lose one of my 10 listeners. I don't give a shit. So,
I don't know what her
text.
Name is, but I'm sure you're a very nice lady. And forget all the whore things I called you.
So, I get a text saying, "John, I just got back from the vet. Insert name of kitten you bought me." Because, yes, I was that good a boyfriend. I got her a kitten.
This is within a 24-hour span. She went to the emergency vet with the kitten.
Apparently.
Okay.
I get a happy Thanksgiving, Papa, Thursday night. Friday night, it's I'm back from the vet. The kitten you got me, who's now a 7-month-old.
The vet was having a Black Friday.
We didn't
sale.
Exist in a fucking wormhole. The kitten isn't suddenly 18. It's like it was born in March, so that makes it 8 months old. Not even a full-grown cat. She's like, insert cat's name is dying.
What?
It's dying. Not it's sick. It's dying.
Oh, my God. And you haven't texted her back yet at this point, right?
Still have not. Never will.
What a crazy cunt.
It's dying. I don't know what to think or feel. I wanted to almost text back. That's because you don't feel emotions, you sociopath.
Wow. Yeah, that would have ensued less texts from her.
I just wanted you to know because you loved the cat, which you get that text and it puts you in a really weird place, because you're thinking to yourself, on one hand, this kitten, which I liked that fucking kitten.
Yeah.
I bought it for her. Whenever I would chill with her, I'd play with the cat. I liked it.
And now she's killing it.
If it's really dying at the age of 8 months, that's fucking tragic.
That's tragic.
Like,
that's
I don't know
I
what the fuck's wrong with it. Like,
I would blame her, would be my first instinct. It's probably something
well,
she was doing.
We bought it from some crazy bitch cat lady
oh.
who just let her cats fuck. And I always wondered, like, is this thing, like, inbred as shit and
oh.
it's going to have problems?
Yeah.
It's a now, same sister.
I don't know if you can inbreed a cat to the point it dies at, like, 8 months. You think it would be born with, like, 18 tails and just die immediately. It seemed fine. That's all I can say. It seemed fine. So, if the cat is sick, A, I'm sad. B, why the fuck tell me? it's still just like an attention grab.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a point at which, though, you could say something hurtful.
No, just let it be.
I just, this is, yeah, this is as close as there will be of a reply, and she doesn't listen. I wouldn't say this shit if I thought she still listened.
All right, well.
If she still listened, this is weird.
I'm in an asshole-ish kind of mood, and I'm just going to tell you what I would text.
Listen to the guy who is really good with relationships.
Yes.
I was going to say, I'm like the girl who's perpetually single, but I'm always giving out relationship advice. But I'm single because I'm smart. Because relationships are ridiculous.
Yeah, they are. They are. But I would text back, your new boo is probably poisoning it.
I wonder. Yeah, that would. Because no, I've thought crazier shit.
Don't
I've,
text that back.
It's
that's
not unreasonable to suspect him. But also, it salts
I've watched
his
The Sixth
game.
Sense.
You're throwing a little bit of a bonus like drama in her life unnecessarily.
No, no, it's not. I don't think she's like, oh, he must be right. I better listen to this
no,
random
but
text.
It's the power of suggestion. It's a shitty thing to suggest.
I don't care. Like, I've got other exes like her. It's this weird type of person. It's literally another personality type that it's almost like the female version of a serial killer. Like, their rush is new love.
Well,
and they cannot exist in a relationship for any real amount of time. Like, to them, the best period of a relationship, the honeymoon all right. period.
Guilty.
Well, yeah, but you can't. Guilty. Things can't be like that. You need to.
But you
for
need
a real
to,
relationship.
Yeah, you
it
need
should
to
get better over time. Not
thank
be the
you,
best
exactly.
thing in the beginning.
You need to be. Yeah, maybe it won't be as intense. But it gets better. It gets cooler in different ways as time passes.
It's up and down.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as like, oh, it's just getting better every day.
Okay.
Overall.
Sorry to say this, Howard, because you might get offended. But I think if people that get super excited about new relationships in the beginning, like go way off and like start like canceling on their friends and shit, like you don't really have a life. Sorry. Because it's like you're not really still being yourself if you're giving up things that make you well, you
I just
to go to
I'm
go
not even going
that
far that I'm just
really
saying
know.
I have another ex who operates this way, and she's enough in the rear view where she's like now my friend, and I refer to her as my Hannibal Lecter, and she's cool with it for whatever reason.
That's pretty funny.
I'm like, you're the psycho that helps me understand this other psycho because you guys are wired the same way. So I whenever I had to like figure out all this bullshit that fell through, I'm like, what did happen in the end? She's like, oh, she got bored, met someone new. I'm like, oh, really? Yeah.
That's
like,
probably true.
Yeah. And then she's, you know, I'm like, so does she really care or think about me? She's like, nah, not really. She's just into her new shit.
That's just, like probably true. That's what I was saying. Like, she probably, did she really have a personality?
What do you mean?
Didn't she say she just took bong hits all the time and like did whatever you wanted?
No, that was kind of at the end. Like the first large chunk of it, she was a very cool person. It was a very weird change that took place near the end.
I'll be real with you. I think the cat, though, is like a constant reminder of you.
Well,
like,
of course. You gave it to her.
She is always going to think of you with respect to that cat. I don't think that's ever going to go away.
Even if like somebody leaves an article of clothing.
I think you could forget fucking everything about anything.
No. Even if someone leaves an article of clothing, every time you see it and you know whose it is, you're like, oh,
it's that
person. And they pop in your head, then you start thinking about them. There's no way you can just be like, fuck it, not going to think about it.
Yeah, there's no way.
It was just the worst goddamn thing you could receive. Because on one hand, this poor fucking cat
is
dying.
Cat, number one.
On the other hand, if she's so fucking nuts and was so pissed that the Thanksgiving text didn't give a reply, that she's like, the cat's dying, and that was just a bit of a chain yank. Like, the cat's dying, ... to see you again. Like, fucking, I'm mortified I ever had sex with
just
her.
To give her the benefit of the doubt, she might have just been sending the text to be like, hey, happy message, to get a response out of you, because she was trying to find an easier way to break that bad piece of information.
Maybe.
That would be like, hey,
I'm
just
trying to... If I had a pet from an ex and we had broken up and it was not like an amicable breakup.
Right.
And, you know, the one guy was like, don't fucking talk to me again.
Right.
I wouldn't talk to him again pretty much for anything. I'd respect that shit.
Because, yeah, I'd say the one thing that's unfair to the other person in the situation is, like, I never would have known. And now you're just contacting me to, like, basically rain on a day that I didn't need rained on.
Well, fuck. I get that. Like, I had lined up at that point to purchase two kittens for my mom, not even purchase, get them free from some animal shelter or some shit today, which I did.
Give away kittens over there.
And the fucking day before that goes down, I get this goddamn dying kitten mojo all over my fucking hands. No one needs that fucking jinx.
Yeah.
On them.
Dead kitten
on the
blood.
Day. You think I told my superstitious goddamn voodoo priestess of a mother one fucking breath of this shit? You're out of your goddamn mind if you think I did.
Does she listen to the downloaded podcast?
No, okay. Shit, no. She only listens to the live stuff.
All right.
So we're safe.
All thank right. God.
Yeah, I don't think she can punch us up at work, but she'll listen to all the live shit.
Okay.
So, yeah, it would have been a disaster if we had to do this one live. But not only would I have been pissed hearing that any fucking day of the week, anytime. You do it the day before I'm getting two goddamn kittens in my house.
Her comic timing is impeccable.
The timing
she didn't know that.
Could not be worse. No, she didn't. But if she's just looking to like spoil my shit, especially if that cat's okay and you're just fucking with me, shit, man. Doff of the cat.
I think you should text her back. Don't ever text me again. I thought I asked you.
No, that's just fuel for the fire. No, I'm with him on this one. I think you just ignore it, and
ignore it.
Just she texts, and I'm just like, ha 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 ha. Especially like
the thing is though, I don't think she has the right. She shouldn't be texting you because that could, you know, ruin your day. That's not fair. She has no right to do that.
Again, I don't give a shit like about a happy Thanksgiving text. And if you just want to send feelers out, that ain't gonna ruin shit. When you tell me a fucking kitten I got you's dying. And I remember holding this thing when it was like, you know, fist size. That's fucked. That's a downer. I don't need to hear it.
Because she shouldn't be contacting you at all. Exactly.
Period.
The only reason
you
she
got
should
a
be
new
contacting.
Boyfriend, talk to him.
Exactly. Why don't you tell him the kitten's dying?
Yeah. Fucking lean on him.
Maybe she wants the medical bill money out of you. Like
I was this custody. Fucking close to thinking that. She's like, it's dying unless I get $2,000 for a new kidney.
The only reason she should be contacting you at this point is if she has herpes.
Like, that's literally it. That's literally it. I'm with you.
I might have given you or caught something from
you. You want to fuck me over like that? Stew in it. Do not talk to me like we are buddies afterward. You're fucking lucky I don't drive up there and kick in your goddamn windows and
now
pour in a bucket of
waste
piss.
Your time, man.
That's not, I'm cheap. I'm not going to blow $100 in gas and tolls to go up there and
crazy?
Rack up a felony. No, I don't give a shit. I don't care that much. It's just, ooh, dead kitten mojo. Dying.
Oh, God.
Not even dead. I might still have a dead kitten text to look forward to on top
you
of the
actually,
dying kitten.
That
it's
comes on Christmas.
Happening.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God.
Oh, that's gonna be amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, New Year's Eve, just like 10, 9, 8.
The kitten's dead.
Yeah.
It'll be the 25th. It'll be Happy Thanksgiving. 26th, kitten's actually dead. And then 31st, it's come back from the dead and bit the other cat. And now it's a zombie cat.
The other cat's dying.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Maybe she has a meth problem now and needs the money.
You know what? I would in jest say most women need one. She was already skinny as shit. With a meth problem, you're not going to hear these words out of my mouth. She would be too skinny too often. But you heard them there.
Because, you know, otherwise on meth, she looks so good.
There are a lot of girls who could support a bit of just a mild meth usage. Not like a problem. Like, I don't want missing teeth. But, like, you know, the slimming effects, the euphoria, wow. The concentration powers of those
constantly
first few
in
hits.
A state of calmness.
Yeah.
Except for when you're trying to take apart the VCR.
Exactly. I need to scrub the inside of the DVD player.
It's so dirty in there. I know you've been watching porn.
Yeah. So that was the Thanksgiving weekend for me thus far. Somehow I've been able to zone out the fact and do jobs and do this show. But I got kittens at home, man. I want to fucking play with those little turds.
Aww.
Badly.
Do you have pictures? Did you bring them for us to see?
He did.
I have tons of pictures. Would you like to see one?
Did you name them yet?
I would like to.
Nah, my mom's coming up with her horrible Greek names for them that like are incomprehensible. They sound like fucking Klingon.
Tell your mom to make you some Greek food.
Worf. Worf would be a great name for a kitten.
Picard is Aruchatuch.
Worf and Picard.
Pegasus.
That's my vote.
This is the two of them. On a dining room table, the orange is a little boy, and I believe my friend Aaron referred to the other pattern as a Torby.
What?
Which is pretty much tortoise or something like that.
I know nothing about cats.
Oh, these cats are so cute.
Thank you. Thank you. I got that waiting at home, and somehow I've fucking concentrated. We've done 90 minutes of show. That's about all we're going to do.
I was going to say, we've been doing a lot of We're
going to let us out with just one episode. I think I'll just kind of hack this one in half or something like that.
Should we just do a little more so you can have just the two?
Pretty much, yeah.
You need to name them Worf and Picard. That's my vote.
Worf and Picard.
I already saw them.
And just shave a bald spot in one of them. Make it so.
So, any good plans for the week, fellas?
When I get out of here, I am going to watch Skyfall with my family. Again, something taking me away from the kittens, which I'm not so much a fan of.
Nice.
I might just sneak them in, like you, how you take in candies and sodas.
How am I trying to sneak my dog into the studio?
I might do that. I might put on a wig, pretend I'm someone that Howard would sleep with.
Put them in your bra.
Or dress as, yeah, and put them one in each cup.
Little cup of kitten
and my
and if anyone finds you out, they won't be mad. They'll be like, they're so cute.
Who could get mad at you sneaking in kittens? It would only make the movie better.
I hope they cling on to your man teats with their little nails.
They are very pincy even at 6 weeks out. It is pretty intense that they are able to inflict as much pain as they do. I very much forgot what it was to have an animal just fucking gnaw and claw at you.
They're protecting themselves. They're like, why are we here?
It's been a long, it's been a long time since I had like a young buck that would harm me in any way. Ooh, these little shits are pointy from every direction. They're just points.
Nice.
But I don't know. I think we might be out of outline. We can just split this bitch into two 45-minute episodes. I don't know how we're
going. Irene, what are you doing? What's your
tomorrow's
weekend?
Yeah, let's hot potato it around. I like how you jumped in there.
Tomorrow's my grandmother's birthday. I'm going to take her.
How old is Grandmama?
I think she's going to be 85.
Jesus Christ.
After a while, I just stopped counting.
Yeah, you better get that down before tomorrow comes, right?
I'm not going to be like, happy 85th birthday. I'm just going to be like, happy birthday. I'm taking her gambling because it's her favorite thing. She gambling like doesn't want to do anything. I try to get her to come to a Thanksgiving dinner, and she's like, no, I don't want to. And then I was like, for your birthday, I'm going to take you gambling. She's like, yep, let's go. Like, there's no hesitation.
Get some.
Is she a winner or a loser?
I don't know. She never, like, spends more than
$20. She does slots, right? Is she a slot
person?
She
loves slots.
She's old, yeah. She's an old woman. They just slot jockey.
She's an old woman that doesn't speak English.
Slots.
So, yeah, the slots. What are you doing, Howard, after we leave here?
I thought you were going to ask me, because I was going to say, I'm getting random Black Friday specials for, like, key cutting machines, and I'm actually paying attention.
Not to this.
Kind of, yeah, no, not so much. I punched out. I did 90 minutes of work.
Yeah, we already heard what you're doing.
You guys put the fucking fluff at the end.
Fuck James Bond. Anyway, I'm actually going to a celebration for a child who's being baptized while we're recording today. So, one of my
friends. Son of a bitch! My brother posted the kitten picture.
Hopefully not.
That I sent to him.
That baptism's going to go really
Facebook.
Fiery.
And he's getting all the fucking like pussy melting thumbs up and comments
You're
on
bad.
It.
Go
You're
well.
You're bad.
Damn it.
Why does he get more gash than you? Now we know.
Yeah, he fucking puts the kittens that I did all the work in acquiring. He hasn't even seen them yet.
Yeah, you got to understand how marketing works, homie. Sometimes it's more about appearances than actual like substance, so... Will 1, John 0.
No. I'm going to post a picture now, and it's cuter because they're both in focus.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to say, screw you, Will. Two can play this game.
I hope you guys play Find the Bunghole later with each other.
It's a pretty easy game. It's between your ass cheeks. I learned that when I was 6.
When you and Will played for the first time.
Hold on.
John, that's not my bunghole.
Yeah, and I'm trying to remember what I'm doing.
I just like letting the show go to shit in a handbasket because I make a fucking
Yeah, thank
job.
You for interrupting my train of thought.
Oh, yeah, I am so you can talk about cool
Oh, it was so hard. It was so hard. It took a fucking saboteur to destroy the rails on that one. I didn't just say moth, and you're like, what? Where was I?
Go. What, baptism, baby.
Oh, and then tomorrow night, you dissed me. I invited you, but you said no. I'm going to go watch Duncan Sheik sing at the Birchmere.
Because
there's a vagina on my face.
You're trying
face.
To fuck a 46-year-old woman of color?
Yeah, why not?
Well, I mean, do it. I'm just...
I mean, yeah, if that's what you want to do, but I wasn't...
Way to
that.
Take the piss out of my jab, asshole.
I don't know what the Birchmere... When did you become a hipster? Like, You're just like, let's go to this cool venue where this guy from a long time ago is playing in a band.
He's got a badge on his face just like me.
His badge might actually get some action.
Well, yeah, he's on stage playing guitar. Whereas me, I'm still in the process of learning to play songs that, yeah, anyway. Yeah, I got to.
You're the same place most boys in middle school are.
I'm
trying to get laid for music.
Yeah, that's where I'm at right now. Just chilling on the acoustic at home. One of these days, I'm going to end up at an open mic near you.
Soon it'll be on to.
You did. You already wound up. And then you did your dog shit cover or whatever. And then it didn't go so well. Why don't you tell that story?
No, that's karaoke, man. Karaoke is not the same. Karaoke's just.
Why don't you say it like an Asian man? Karaoke. The same way you people say karate.
Karate.
Karaoke.
Well, I think I can punch us out. Shit, we're at one.
Punch me out, please.
You're just being a fucking bum with your.
Not being a bum. Look at a picture of a fucking kitten. Two kittens, man.
Why are you making gay jokes about me when you're toting that thing around? My gosh.
Don't miss me too much next week, by the way.
With a picture of a kitten on it? That's gay. That's being a dutiful son who likes technology. Got kittens for my mom. Maybe I want to show some pictures to get some.
Now we see it's for your mom.
Yeah, they're not my cats.
The truth is out now. You're just trying to get ass with this kitten.
I'm
trying to get some ass with that pussy.
Facebook.
We started with one of those cheap shots, and now we're going to end with one. You're welcome.
I did a better job.
Fucking double low notes. What a masterful exit. All right. Let's play Surf Rider. There it is. Shit. We can get out of here.
Again, don't miss me too much. I won't be here next week.
Nah.
I'll be in New Orleans. You know this.
Okay, I guess we'll get Kate.
Are you sure you're not a pothead? Because you never remember
I guess
anything.
We didn't miss you too much. You've already been replaced. I'll call Kate.
Dickhole.
Getting Wally pipped, motherfucker. Howard, you didn't like that?
I hope that cat, this kitten scratching your balls while you're sleeping.
Oh, did you not get Wally pipped?
No, I do. It's just okay. Like he followed someone who was responsible and intended to show up on time.
Oh.
Hey-oh.
I was here before both of you today.
Not true. As you got in the parking lot and walked in, I tried to run you over.
Which means I was here before you.
I guess. By a matter of seconds. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. If I can get you to do one thing, it's go to inpapasbasement.com for all episodes of this show. They're up every Monday and Thursday.
You
can do some reading.
Pretend not, like you learned.
Not queer too. Learned reading either. Funny fart joke. Reading.
Uneducated.
Exactly. You won't learn one iota's worth of shit. You go there, you subscribe to the podcast as well, finding the iTunes link, and find me on Twitter at Papa's Basement.
Go ahead and be an overachiever.
These two, do your plugs. Fight it out. Whoever says it first.
I mean, wait, mine's at Girl Knows Sports.
That's Arena. She's at Girl Knows Sports on Twitter. Howard over here. Howard, do your thing.
I'm at What the F and Heezy. And Mom, if you're listening, I really enjoyed the meal that we had on Thursday. Thank you very much.
Your mom's not listening.
God, I hope not.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.